You know, this is one of those shows that if the mics were on during the break, it would be very educational to the homeowners. But, man, you guys would sure be in awkward situation come Monday, I would think.
We're covering a lot of ground off air, that's for sure. Boy, how could you not like that Marshall Tucker music? I mean, that's just perfect Saturday morning music, isn't it? Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We do have open lines if you'd like to reach in and talk to us. Jack called in from Tucson, wanted to know about cabinet brand name purchasing. We kind of coached him along on that. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. We do have a very special guest, Mr. William Mundell, the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors, in here talking a little bit about what the agency does, what their goals are. And let's talk a little bit about it. Y'all kind of have a three-pronged goal mission statement about what y'all are trying to do. Can we visit on that just a minute before we go back to the phone lines?
Certainly. As we talked about earlier, the mission of the ROC, again established in 1931, is to make sure we have qualified, ethical, experienced contractors in the state so that we can protect the health, safety, and welfare of the public. And in that regard, doing shows like this, I think it's important. It's sort of a two-prong approach to educate the public on the importance of hiring licensed contractors and the benefits of hiring licensed contractors. And then on the other side of the coin, if they do have a complaint against either an unlicensed contractor or a licensed contractor, we're there to help, and we will investigate. And if the facts warrant it, we will vigorously prosecute.
Well, Romy, as you know, I'm on a council with the registrars, and we were talking with the council, and it's a good representation of a lot of the trade associations. There are a fair number of attorneys on that board as well, and we were trying to talk about how we could kind of strengthen the bite of the registrars with the unlicensed contractor. And I was really offended, Mr. Mundell, when the attorneys in the room wouldn't allow me to interject the word disembowel to the legislation.
Well, that's a good word.
I mean,
attorneys are.
I think that should just be written into the legislation. And these habitual unlicensed perpetrators. I mean, we recently we worked together in a little sting operation. It was a lot of fun. We recently just nabbed one of these guys that have been. I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. How many different claims does that guy have against him?
Well, he has numerous claims, and that's what I was talking about earlier. We've really tried to focus a laser beam on the bad guys. Again, 93% of contractors don't get any complaints, so we're focusing on the repeat offenders, and that gentleman's been out there as an unlicensed contractor, taking advantage of people, ripping people off, taking their money and not even either starting or not even completing a job. And so we are vigorously prosecuting unlicensed contracting. In that regard, we recently hired a new chief of investigations. He has over 30 years of law enforcement experience. We've got a good team already at the ROC, along with the assistant chief. And so we are moving very vigorously. And as you said, we had a recent sting operation here in Arizona. But prior to that, last June, we did the first ever four-state sting with Western states. And then in September, we did another seven-state sting because we have, as we talked about when we were talking about the fire, we have storm chasers or travelers that go from state to state. And we wanted to have a multi-state enforcement, which we did. But the sting that you're talking about is, yes, we have a bait house where we go on Craigslist or other periodicals or the newspaper in the old days and call up and see if contractors are going to take the bait. And if they're unlicensed, they will be prosecuted.
Boy, it was great. We helped y'all set up that bait house. And when I got the phone call, because apparently this guy's astute enough that he actually avoided a couple other operations that where y'all tried to nab him. And when Tyler called me, he said, "Rosie, we got him." And it was like going to the we do a lot with roof rats to help people eliminate property. It's like going to a trap and finding the rat. Oh, we got him.
Well, he's a repeat offender. He's got cases all over the valley, and we are making sure that now that he is going to be prosecuted vigorously and hopefully spend some time in jail.
courtesy of the Registrar of Contractors. Hey, we've got another whole hour coming up. We'll take any questions y'all have got. We've got a couple callers on hold that we'll get to right after top of the hour break. It's Rosie on the house, having a blast, having a ball, and giving you the information you need to protect yourself. Don't do anything without checking with RosieOnTheHouse.com.